Hello and welcome to this episode. I just did this. Look, okay, I have a cannula hanging out of my arm. My knee hurts. My back hurts. I've got extreme diarrhea. Still, we're going to get to that, and I'm going to show you my cannula for those beautiful complete drivelers who've signed up to watch these podcasts. My laptop battery is about to die. I've got to give some shout-outs before we begin. But I just want to start by saying I pretty much did this entire episode and forgot to hit record on both the camera and the microphone. I've done that once before. I'm just having a moment. Wait, am I recording this on this device? Yes. They both seem to be going. Fuck me, Dan. Honestly, I'm just a hot mess. Always. At the moment, particularly so. I want to start by saying a special thank you to 5 complete drivelers who have signed up on Patreon and joined our podcast tier, and I'd like to welcome them into the fold. Don't know why they want to be here. Firstly, Neil Buchanan. Welcome, Neil. I've got to make all the same jokes again. Oh, I came up with great nicknames off the cuff for everyone. Anyways, we'll start afresh. Neil, I made fun of your name. Well, I didn't make fun of it. What I did was, you and I have something in common. You are called Neil, and I enjoy being on my knees. I love kneeling. I would say that's the position. Lying down and kneeling are the two, and sitting. They're the 3 most common positions that you'll find Christian Hull in, on his knees. Kneeling, Buchanan, Ning. So my nickname for you, Neil, is... I thought of a better one. I can't call you Gobby. That's the most gross term. As if someone would come up to me and be like, want a gobby. I'm like, that's disgusting. No, I don't. I don't even like the term blowjob. You know what I find hot? When someone's like, put your dick in my mouth. I'm like, yeah. Don't call it some sort of gobble, like a gobby. Oh, it's just gross. Yuck. I won't call you gobby, Neil. Oh, my God. I just realised something. Buchanan. Cannon. On your knees and a cannon. Mate, you're destined for penis jokes. Dick man. I'm going to call you Dickens. Dickens! Neil Buchanan can be Dickens. The previous one I had was Neely, but that's not really fun, is it? Okay, Dickens. Thanks for being here, Dickens. Next we have... Sorry. Scratched my face and there was a lot of dog hair on my hand. Anyway, good. No one cares. I'd like to welcome Karen with a C. Or C-A-R-O-N. Caron. Caron? Is the car on? Karen, is the car... Karen, go and put the car on. you guys have paid to be here and I'm making fun of your names and I have a great time doing so. Don't take it personally. I love you, explicitly. Karen hasn't put her surname, but I know her surname. It's Cole. Don't think you can sneak away by not... Oh, I'll just put my first name so nobody knows who he's referring to. No. I don't know why I imitated you as a 60-year-old woman. Karen Cole, is a member of the Complete Drivelers tier. What does that say about her? Lots. She's a disaster. But thank you. So this next name is a very powerful name. Tatum Spencer. Oh, that is that's a sexy name. That is a very sexy name. Tate. Sorry, all I could think about, and I know I'm sexualizing the names, it's just what I do. Tate. Sounds like taint. I want to lick your tate. Spencer. Oh, I'm going to Spence. No, sorry. No. Tatum Spencer. You know, there is no nickname for Tate. I had a PT called Tate. Stunning. Tatum. There's nothing I can do to that name to improve it. Absolutely nothing I can do to Tatum Spencer to improve your name. Thank you for being here. Can't say the same about Stephanie Morris. That is a boring name. Stephanie Morris. God. I mean, to go from Tatum Spencer to Stephanie Morris. How much does Stephanie Morris... Is Stephanie Morris a lawyer? No! Oh. In the sign-up form, when you become a complete driveler, I have a thing that where you put a lot of information about yourself so I can steal your identity. No, it's just so I can get to know you as a better person. And Stephanie Morris has a fun job, actually. Just reading. Oh, good on you. Stephanie Morris. I was going to say, it sounds like a law firm. Stephanie Morris Lawyers & Co. We specialize in divorce. I'm going to call you, spruce up your name a bit, Maurice. Stephanie Maurice. Oh, that sounds exotic. And lastly, we have Nikki, who's fast, because her last name is Rush. Rushton. In a rush to get to the shops. Rushy. I'm going to call you Rush. Rashy. No, Rash. No, I like Rashy. It conjures up more of a beach vibe than it does of like an STD. Like, oh, old mate Rashy. Nikki, welcome. Thank you for being here. Let me look at Nikki's profession. Oh, wow, that's a bit fancy. Wow. Good on you. Well, thank you so much for signing up to be a complete driveler. And, you know, everyone that signs up will get a shout out at some point in the podcast. Can't guarantee they'll be positive. I usually like to make fun of your name and then belittle you. But good. Anyways, let's move on. Ow! Oh, no! Sorry, I closed the laptop. I'm supposed to close that professionally, but I didn't. I banged it. Anyway, it's great. So I'm going to talk about what's happening with my arm and shout-outs to those who are watching the vodcast. Fucking hate that name. You can get my vodcast. Want to watch it? Get on it. Voddy. I hate that name. We're not calling it that ever again. The video of the podcast. I'm glad we had this discussion. Okay, so many things. Let's go through. I'm going to talk about I was in Sydney recently. Oh, shit, there's so much going on. So I still have extreme diarrhea, but now I have extreme diarrhea with let me take this off. Let me just show the camera now. I have extreme diarrhea with extreme diarrhea. My God, I'm losing my ability to talk. Just take a breath. But I can't show the camera. I have a huge cannula in my arm. For those that don't know what a cannula is, I certainly didn't when the doctor called me and told me I was going into hospital to get one. I was like, oh, that sounds fun. What's a cannula? Yes, you can, Yula. The doctor was like, no, we're not making jokes. You have an infectious disease. That's what I have to tell you. I had to go to the infectious diseases ward. I'm like patient zero. So, cannulas in the arm, what was I telling you? If you're not caught up to speed, the last two episodes I spoke about how I was in the midst of extreme diarrhea and I'm still in the midst of that. That's like a month's worth. There was a period where there was a window where the antibiotic that I was on seemed to help and I was able to go to Sydney to do a very fancy photo shoot. It's very, not allowed to talk about it. Oh no. I was allowed to post that I was doing something, but I wasn't allowed to tell you what it was. But I've now told you what it was. Anyways, if you saw my Instagram stories at the time, you can put two and two together and work out what magazine the photo shoot was for. So it's very fancy. Comes out the 22nd of September. I'll be talking about it a lot. I was very honoured to be involved in this photo shoot with a group of very influential people. So there was a window where I felt better. I was able to go to Sydney, do my thing. And then when I came back from Sydney, I felt sick again. I would like to preface this by saying I'm not – well, no, I am contagious. I am contagious, but the only way you can get what I have is if you handle my feces. And, if I can remember correctly – no one has stuck their fist in my anus and I haven't shat on anyone, but my hand hygiene has been very thorough because it's normally normal hygiene, but this time it's like I'm actually washing my hands for the 20 seconds, then rinsing and then smell it, do the smell. That's disgusting. No, I just like the smell of the soap. What I'm trying to say is I have an infectious disease. I'm patient zero. it went up the chain to, I did a poop test that went to Queensland Health that alerted like the infectious diseases ward. Then they didn't know how I got it. It's very rare. It's immune to a lot of antibiotics, which is why I have a cannula in my arm, because I'm having to get intravenous antibiotics because they don't know what to do with me. Long story short is, this is where we're up to. I'm doing great. I feel so much better. There's no cramping and there's no, like, I don't need, like, I don't have to go to the bathroom. So in the last episode, when what would happen was when my stomach would start to gurgle, my intestines, they would cramp, I had to go to the bathroom right then. Now I don't have the cramps, I don't have the fevers, the muscle soreness, I just have the waterfalls. And we're, what are we up to? One, two. I just had my third dose of intravenous antibiotics. And there's some mild improvements, but I mean, the same thing happened in the last dose I had. What am I trying to say? What am I talking about? Oh, okay. So now you're caught up to speed with the fact that you can only get it if you're handling my feces. I have been pretty good at trying to stay away from people, which I do normally in my life. But I just want to run you through what's happened since we last spoke about it, because it's not funny, but it's funny. So I had the tests. The results came back. I had something called Shigella, and the doctor was a bit panicky, and Queensland Health was like, this doesn't exist. This, I mean, where has this come from? And we worked out that I probably got it from eating chicken. And so it was like, great. Got the antibiotic, went about my day, felt bloody fantastic. Like literally as soon as I took the antibiotics, I was feeling great. I was like, thank God this is over. I was out having a meal. I get a call. I was like, I better take this. I'm getting a lot of calls from a lot of different people. And it was the doctor being like, where are you? I was like, oh, I'm just out having a meal. And they're like, you need to sit down. I'm like, oh, shit. Now, I just want to let you know that, like, how are you feeling? I was like, I feel great. Everything's great. She's like, oh, that's good. That's good. That's interesting. I was like, oh, why? Well, Shigella is immune to the antibiotic and it's not great. But I'm like, oh, that's weird because I stopped having diarrhea, haven't had it for like 3 days, and everything was going really well. And they were like, oh, look, you might get a call from the Queensland Health Infectious Diseases Unit. I was like, oh, that's concerning. She's like, they're really worried that there's just no way to cure what you have. I was like, oh, that's also concerning. She's like, oh, have you been around anyone? I'm like, yes, I'm out at a pub. She's like, well, look, you're not contagious unless you shit yourself and someone touches. That wasn't her words, but that's what she was saying. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's very unlikely. She goes, yeah, that's very unlikely. So, okay, well, the antibiotics has worked, so we should be fine. So everything should be good. That's bizarre. So we get off the phone and I was like, oh, that's weird. Feeling really good. I was flying out to Sydney the next day and I was like, should I not go to Sydney? And the doctor was like, no. If you haven't had diarrhea for 48 hours, which is fine. If everything's working normally, it means the antibiotics is working and we should be good. So I was like, fantastic. So I'd finished the script of antibiotics and I was feeling great. Got on a plane, went to Sydney and caught up with mum and dad. Oh, I've got some great stories about them to tell you. We'll talk about those in a minute. And then ended up doing the photo shoot, coming back home, and was all fine. The next day the diarrhea came back. I was like, well, that's weird because I was feeling fine apart from that. And so I went in and did a poopy sample again and it came back and they were like, oh, okay, so the antibiotics didn't work. And I was like, oh, well, I can tell that. I'm water falling, but there was no blood this time. So this was way less severe. And then I got a call saying, oh, you'll have to go into hospital. I was like, oh, okay. Go in and you'll go in, level six, blah, blah, blah. They sort of avoided telling me where I was going, like the name, because it's very confronting. So I rock up to the hospital, get dropped off, and I was like, oh. I was like, there's a sign there, level six, infectious diseases. And I was like, oh, this is it's very concerned. Should I be concerned? So you go up and go up to level six, and it was obviously, it's very isolated. I was like, oh, do I want to walk into a ward called infectious disease? Will I get anything else? I was like, this is sketchy. Do I need to put on a hazmat suit? No, they were lovely. They were really nice there. And then I didn't really know what a cannula was. But they were like, they'll put a cannula in your arm and they'll put, they'll give you IV antibiotics. Now, from my understanding, a cannula was just a different needle. So, you know, when you get IV, it's obviously it's got to be a bigger needle, and then they put it in your arm and then they connect an IV. I thought a cannula was that little sort of little needle, and they just pop it in and then thumbs up. Then they pat me on the butt and then I go off to home. Well, this was a bit different. You saw it. It's for those that are listening. I highly recommend signing up to be a complete driveler. Thank you. I really need your assistance. Health bills expensive. And it's like a hose in my vein. But there's like 10 centimeters of tube that's inserted into my vein, and then there's about 15 centimeters of tube that comes out, and then it's connected to like two big hosey things with a tap switch on it. It's very confronting. And then the person comes in and they just sort of flush it, stick the IV in, we wait half an hour, and then they flush it again, and then that's what I've been having every day. I have to have that for 5 days, and fingers crossed my poop returns to a normal consistency. Because, you know, I just don't think you guys want to hear about my poop issues every episode for the next 6 months. So that's where we're at. It's annoying because I can't really sleep. It catches, like there's a little hook and it keeps catching. Even though I'm wearing like this sock thing on my arm. I don't know, I just don't love it. And I posted about it on Patreon. So I posted photos up there and everything. And because I've got a lot of amazing nurses who follow me. Some of the comments are so funny. They're like, oh, I wasn't going to say anything, but I think you have C. diff. And I was like, oh, what's that? I googled C. diff. I'm like, oh, my God, that's deadly. I was like, okay, well, I hope I don't have that. panic. And everyone was being very helpful. But also, you know, what? Oh, I'm looking up the symptoms. Never Google symptoms of anything because they're always really awful. Like I had to Google. Like I Googled what happens if I have blood in my diarrhea, and it was like, you will die instantly. I'm like, well, I don't think that's correct. I'll just do a little bit more research just to check. So that's where we're up to. Cannulas in arm. I'm currently getting antibiotic. I'm not infectious. Like I'm allowed to go about my normal life. I just have to wash my hands every, you know, time I go to the bathroom, and then I just make sure I don't shit myself in public in front of people, and then have them come over and, I don't know, clean the shit up with their hands. Who does that anyway? Some people have a fetish for it. That's just so disgusting. Yuck, why would I even say that? Okay. I want to talk about visiting mum and dad recently. Far out, that was fun. So I was staying in Sydney, and they caught the train from the Blue Mountains. We met in the city and we caught a ferry to Watson's Bay. If you're unfamiliar with Watson's Bay, it's a very wealthy area at the end of the harbour. Where you look out and you basically can look out and see the ocean. Beautiful. We went to the fish and chip place on the wharf. We had some chowder. Ah! Oh, it's like I'm with my people. I'm like, oh, I fit in so well with the, you know, late 60, early 70-year-olds being mum and dad. It's like, oh, talking about our ailments, talking about how I had Shigella but I didn't anymore, not knowing that I definitely still had it. But again, was so scared. I was like, oh, how are you feeling? How is everyone feeling? Like, no, we feel fine. I was calling the doctor. So how can someone get it? She's like, they have to physically handle your poo. I was like, well, mum and dad didn't. They did that when I was a child, but not anymore. I don't need them to wipe my bum anymore. God, things like, why did I say that? So we had a really nice time, and Dad was particularly excited to see the new backpack that I'm bringing out. So I designed and the team have helped me get produced this purple leopard print backpack that we're releasing in about a month. He was like, can you bring it? Make sure you bring it. He was really excited. I was like, oh, that's good. He wants to see it. So show him, and he was like, oh, how much are you going to sell it for? And I was like, oh, how much do you think? It was clear to me at this point, Dad hadn't bought a backpack since the 70s. It was like, oh, $30. I was like, I mean, it was more expensive than that to get it made. He's like, oh, okay, well, I don't know. I was like, $30? Dad, I'm making a loss. And Mum was like, oh, $700. You know, Mum being over-supportive. I'm like, well, okay, well, that's a bit extreme. But if you average that out, that comes to $300. So, yeah, not too bad. It's not. It's going to be $75. But it's funny because Dad was like, oh, yeah, that's, I mean, sounds a bit expensive. And then Mum's like, no, it's not. And then we Googled. I was like, good on you, Mum. Google how much backpacks are, because I'd done that. And they're, you know, good. This is a good backpack. They're not cheap. And Dad was wearing one. He was like, oh, you know, I've got this one in, which was a bit small. Was bought at Anaconda. But it was on sale, and it was $40. And I was like, you paid $40 for that, and you can remember paying $40 for that. You look at my bag, which is much better design, I know, bias, a much better print, and twice the size, and you're like, $30? How dare you? Mum's like, yeah, John, you're walking to Watson's Bay. We're going to get the ferry. So we ended up Googling, and, you know, it was, yeah, his bag was $150 reduced to $40. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah, Dad, $70 is really cheap. $75. So we had that argument, and he was like, oh, I've come up with a video script for you. I was like, oh, this is great. So he runs through his video script. Dad has literally worked on a little, like, piece to camera. And he's like, let's film some stuff. And I was like, oh, who are you? He's really enjoying his, like, small taste of fame, because in the Blue Mountains they get stopped quite regularly. And in Penrith, Dad got stopped at a Bunnings, and then Mum gets stopped at the Katoomba Big W. oh, you're Christian Hull's mother. Look, there are some things I need to discuss with you. He's very inappropriate. Oh, you're John Hull. You're that useless father of his. Oh, yes, I could tell by the notepad in your pocket. They're loving it. Well, Dad in particular. I think Mum loves it, but she plays it down. And Dad literally was like, okay, can we get some photos, and can I just, like, we'll do some poses, and can I also, I've got the script, so can you film me? And I'll recite this script and you can use it to sell the bag. I'm like, perfect, because people really don't follow me for me anymore. They follow me for Mum and Dad. So I was like, this is great. So he comes up with his script. It's very funny. Lots of Dad jokes in there. I can't wait to show you. That's not coming out till the bag's officially on sale, because I'm using it as a giant marketing tool. Because I reckon I'll sell like 500 bags from this video alone, because it's so funny. He can't remember his own script very well. There's a couple of stumbles, and he wanted to do it again. And I was like, absolutely not. This is so endearing. This is exactly what I want. I don't want you to do it perfectly. I want you to stumble, forget my name. You know, couldn't remember my name in it. Oh, it was so great. And then we were walking around Watson's Bay, and I was just filming him. And I was like, okay, this is just B-roll, which is like, I'll set this vision that I'm capturing to music. So I was talking over it, you know, being like, okay, now point, now wave at the boat down there, because we were up high looking over Sydney Harbour. And now point, and there was a boat, and now I'm like, now give them the rude finger. And he was just like flipping off these people. I'm like, oh, I've really corrupted my parents. Like, they would never do this type of thing in their life. You know, Mum dropped the C word the other day. No, it was a couple of weeks. No, it wasn't. It was a long time ago. She's never done it since. But it was like, she comes up with ideas. She's like, I think you should come up with this. And then says, like, the C word. And I'm shocked. And then Dad flipping off people. I'm like, I've never seen this type of behavior in them before. And I've corrupted them, and it feels great. And we had a really nice time. It was really nice catching up with them and exploiting them for content. Obviously, that's the only reason that I love them is because they generate sales. Otherwise, I'd never visit them. I tell that to them to their face. They're like, oh, that's really funny. I'm like, no, it's the truth. Okay? If you weren't selling product for me, I wouldn't be here. I'm kidding. God, I'm joking. I love my parents. I had to write that down on my hand. So that's what's been going on in my life. It's been a bit hectic. So that's what have I got coming up? Well, hopefully by next week. Oh, officially signed the deal. We'll now be doing some podcasts in a fancy radio studio and some here in the office. Phoebe and Ben will be joining us very soon. I go in for a meeting at B105 to discuss. I meet the sales team. I'm like, good luck trying to sell this shit. You will be hearing ads. I'm not sorry for that. I mean, if you've heard the episode where I'm freaking out about Christian Hull as a business, then I, you know, this is why ads are coming into the podcast. Being on social media does not pay the bills like it used to. And what else? What else is going on? There was something that I had to. Oh, there's a few things I've got to talk about coming up. I'm just. Sorry, just talk amongst yourselves while I look this up. Content podcast, here we go. I do. Oh, okay. Just a shout out to any of those who are signed up to be a complete driveler. I'm going to make a post on Patreon, but we're going to be discussing birthdays. I want your opinion on birthdays. You've got the hotline number. I want you to leave me a voice message with what your thoughts on people's birthdays are. Now, here's my gripe with them. I fucking hate birthdays. I don't, you know, it's just, what are your thoughts on birthdays? Okay, I'm going to also pop it in the complete drivel. Drivelers tier on Patreon. We can discuss there. I want your thoughts. Voice message me on WhatsApp via that hotline number. Birthdays. Do you like other people's birthdays? Do you like celebrating your own birthday? What's the deal? Personally, I just don't care. I don't care for my own birthday. I don't care for your birthday. I only care. No, I'm not going to influence you too much. But that's what we're going to talk about coming soon. I also do want to talk about male circumcision. I know I've said this a lot. It's a very touchy subject. And it was really interesting reading everyone's opinions who sent them through on the hotline. I've got to formulate a plan for that. I've got to do a bit more research. I can't just, I don't know, do an Alex Jones and go off on a rant. Speaking of Alex Jones, are you so I'm going to end this because I'm deep in the like Twitterverse of news and conspiracies and shit. So Alex Jones is this American who like was very much involved, very much a big Trump supporter, has his own podcasty radio-y show called InfoWars, and he spurts pure bullshit. He's just been sued for $49 million for saying, and this has been years in the making, he said that the Sandy Hook massacre was fake and no children actually died. And he, you know, funneled all of his followers to a bully and assault, basically, the parents who lost their children in the Sandy Hook massacre. And they sued him, and the damages are $49 million. You know, you're talking about parents that had to change their mobile phone number multiple times, they had to move multiple times because of the abuse from Alex Jones's audience. And I'm thinking, fantastic, what does this say? This says, I can't just come on this podcast and say, you know, things as fact. Do I do that? I think I do that a bit. But, you know, it really, it's starting to treat these large podcasts especially as media entities. You know, there are rules with radio broadcasting and television broadcasting. You know, you can't just spurt random shit, even though Prue McSween, oh my God, is anyone on Twitter like I am? Like I, PR guy and reading that drama, Harvey Yemeni, Friendly Geordies. I'm like deep in it, but I don't know. I feel like you guys aren't as invested in that as I am. I don't know who to talk about it with because it's really, it's like down a rabbit hole of just eye-opening craziness. And you don't care. I'm just going to keep talking about shitting myself and my random sexcapades. Anyways, well, have fun, everyone, and I will see you next week. Hopefully. Really depends if the cannula works or no. Okay, good chat. Thank you.